Okay, now sort of in the studio we've got Lee.
Hello.
And Lee is from a band called Alternative Influence, and sort of those people who listen to the show will know that we like to play music from new sort of upcoming and local bands especially. And I think you sent this CD to us in the post a few weeks, the last CD.
Yeah, the previous one. I'm not sure when it was it just after Christmas?
Yeah, and looking at the sleeve I thought, oh, this is going to be a bit of hardcore punk rock a la Conflict.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, so we played both of the tracks and they are sort of more... Well, melodic, would you say?
To be honest, I think music either works or it doesn't, you know. And it's, you know, I think, well, actually, when people ask me that question, I always say, well, we're a bit, you know, it's a bit like Mr. Kipling with his cakes. It's just exceedingly good as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, okay. Now, what we actually want to talk about is you've got a new single out, which is just out this week. What?
Yeah, it's available. It's available straight away, basically. We've just finished it. It's the third and fourth tracks off the album, which is due to be complete May / June. First track's called Take a Look Inside.
Yeah.
Which I would describe basically as... it's like any piece of art, interpret it how you will, but when I wrote it, it was trying to get at people to take a step back and have a look at where they are with their lives, what they're doing, and just try and remember some of them feelings you used to get when you were, you know, you were young and you really felt that you could do and achieve anything that you wanted to.
Okay, so shall we play this track then? This is Take a Look Inside by Alternative Influence.
That's it, fire away.
And hello and welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, and in the studio we have Lee from Alternative Influence, who is playing the first track from the new single that's out now, which is called Take a Look Inside. And I think we dive straight in there. And what I want to know is, we mentioned sort of briefly that you were a local band, and I think you're from up North Manchester, Bury Way. Do you want to tell us a bit about the band? How long have you been going?
Well, this project actually started back in 98. There was a bit of a revolving door policy in regards to the amount of musicians that I've worked with. To be honest, it's where we're at now that's more important to me, and where we're going, and where we're at is that we're currently recording the album at Chill Studios in Stockport. That will be finished end of May, June. We're then going to go out on the road. We're going to be doing 12 dates. There'll be a couple in Manchester which will be announced. All I'd say is, you know, make a note. All the W's alternativeinfluence.co.uk. Dates will be announced. That single, as is two other singles, are available through the website. It's very much a self-financed project. We're talking to a couple of labels, but there's, you know, we're doing what we believe in, and whether other people are going to get involved or not is it would help, you know. But if not, we'll do it regardless.
Yep. So you mentioned you sort of got a tour lined up to promote the album. Are you quite? Have you done quite a few gigs? I think that's sort of the question I was going to ask. Are you quite a live band, more of a studio-based band?
More recently, we've been working on the album, as I touched on. Again, if you go on the site, you'll see that, you know, where we've played previously. We did about a dozen gigs last year, and about half a dozen the year before that.
Yeah, and looking at the website, it's obvious that sort of, you know, politics sort of plays quite a big part, and especially the issues about sort of animal rights seems quite at the forefront. Sort of, you know, sort of, that's obviously a major part of your music and sort of.
Yeah, I mean, the way I describe the band is that, you know, I'm the mouthy manc. I'm the guy who's got something to say, and, you know, I've managed to surround myself with some very talented musicians who, to be honest, put, you know, the politics they don't really get involved with. You know, go on the site, because it's a damn good site, even if I say so myself, because I've put a lot of time and effort into it. There's a lot of very useful links, and I would describe myself as an activist first, and, you know, a musician way down the list. This to me is just a tool, you know. It's a way of me expressing myself and communicating, and as you touched on, the thing that's more important to me than anything else is animal rights. I'm involved in that, and you know, that's something which, again, you know, we features heavily in the artwork, and we try and put over. and we try and educate, and at the same time we, you know, try and inform, and you know, that hence the name, you know, we try and offer an alternative and we try to influence as well.
Yeah, so just to recap then, I think one of the key points is that it's quite a DIY operation, a positive way, but the best way to find out what you're doing is to visit the website, which is www.alternativeinfluence.co.uk. .co.uk.
Yeah.
And that's where you can find out all about the music. And
yeah, that's it. You can buy whatever you want to buy, and, you know, if nothing else, then, you know, hopefully it will... open your eyes.
Okay, well, thanks, Lee, for coming in. We're just going to play another track, which is the second song from the single and is also going to be on the album. Do you know what the album is going to be called, by the way?
Yeah, Apathy, Cynicism and Complacency are the Enemies of Change.
Yep. That's quite a good title. I thought you were just going to call it Apathy then. I thought, no, that's great. So we'll look out for that, and maybe sort of... we might be sent a copy of that, hopefully, to play on the show. Touch wood, fingers crossed.
No questions.
If we behave ourselves. But
this invite me on again, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but this song then is called I Know What I'm Worth. So thanks for coming in, Lee.
Yeah, not a problem, mate.
Cheers.
Anytime.